In the basement of St. John's Episcopal Church in Stamford is a remarkable scene. There are streets and stores and shoppers, and lots of trains. The Stamford Model Railroad Club has been building this little world for more than 70 years. And this Saturday, they're hosting an annual open house. WSHU's Craig Lamolt brings us these voices.
Finding a place like this is like finding a live pterodactyl. You probably will never see anything like this built again on this scale, size, amount of detail and the blood and sweat put into it. Well, my name is Wayne Drummond. I'm from Babylon, Long Island. I've been a member of the club since 1967. I was an engineer in the Navy, later in the Coast Guard when I was in the reserves. So I was always fooling around machinery in one way or another. But then I became a cop in New York City, and, you know, I still kept it up, though. I've always had the trains. The trains were always there, like it's a constant thread.
My name is Mike Crandall. This club was founded in 1939. It started off as just a small loop of Lionel trains, and then at some point it went over to O scale. Everything is recreated quarter inch to the foot. And it progressed through the years to what you see now, which is approximately about 150 feet by 50 feet of two-track train layout. This is the largest O-scale layout you'll find east of the Mississippi. There's a police station, a library, automotive stores, delicatessens.
The trains are the actors. The railroad is the stage. Looking at a train running on a piece of plywood sheet isn't very exciting. But going through the hills, valleys, mountains, towns, tunnels, that's what makes it interesting.
You have an old Esso gas station pumping gas. The price of gas, I believe, is 28 cents a gallon. Everything here is approximately from the 50s when we were young.
Brings me back to a different era, a different time. You know, trains had a mystique to them, and they still do. You know, a plane takes off, it goes into the clouds, it's gone. Train is right there with you. You know, the whole South Shore of Connecticut practically runs to the beat of the commuter trains.
Watch the car.
No, I want you to watch. I don't trust them.
Just in the building of a model of the train, like this one right here, you actually have to start off with a blank piece of material, find the blueprints, find photographs, see what it looks like, then reproduce it. Then you have to wire it so that it actually has electricity flowing where you need it. Then you have to paint it. I've spent as long as a year working on a locomotive that I was building pretty much from scratch.
You got to have patience. It's not like today where you start a game or do something on a computer and, oh, I don't like the way that's coming out, and you hit the reset button and start over. That's not the way this works. Once you cut the wood or the metal, it's cut.
This hobby is in decline. It's very hard to find young people that have an interest in a model railroad.
My name is Mark Hammond. I'm 22. I came down to the holiday shows when I was 6 or 7, and then I started getting involved when I came down and I was 16, and then I got my own locomotive, and now I'm the youngest member here at 22. When you see like a diesel locomotive, even a steam engine, it's something that envelops all your senses. Smell, you even taste the diesel exhaust or steam in the air.
And now I'm going to start giving it some voltage. See, it's starting to move.
I have like a locomotive or two down here and like a freight car. What appeals to me about the trains is the aspect of running them. I've been trying to get people like my age coming down here because then you learn how to do stuff down here. You'll learn how to solder, you'll learn how to do electrical work, fix tracks, fix trains, paint trains, anything.
You know, someone says, well, is that necessary? I said, well, it's not necessary. Breathing is necessary. Eating is necessary. You come down to it. So it's a matter of priorities.
There are photos of the model train collection at WSHU.org, and you can see the real thing this Saturday at St. John's Episcopal Church in Stamford.